Hey, Sprinters. Welcome to The Sprints with Carl and Jamie, where we will give you a sprint of life and fun.
Food, fashion, travel, whatever comes to our minds.
Let's get into it. Welcome back, Spritzers.
Happy summer to everyone.
Happy summer.
We are here with one of my besties today, Vivian Croisset, who is the founder and the curator of ZimSculpt, which represents over 300 artists from Zimbabwe. And Spritzers, she actually lives in Zimbabwe. So welcome, Viv.
Thank you so much, Jamie. So happy to be here with you and Carl. Listen to all your episodes, and I love it. And yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And is it her accent the best?
Oh my God, I love it. I think I'm going to move to Africa.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's originally from London, so you have to go there first, Carl.
I'll go there first and then to Africa.
Come to London and then, and then Zimbabwe for sure. Like, Africa's so big and so different in every place.
I think I'm going to go look for Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wakanda, not Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
You and Eddie Murphy, right?
Oh, boy.
I love that. Coming to America. Coming best to movie America. Ever.
I love it.
So today, Vivian has brought our muse bouche, Carl. I'll let Viv tell us a little bit about what it is.
So last week, we celebrated at the exhibition that I'm currently doing, which we'll talk about in a mo, Africa Day. And it's the 60th anniversary of Africa Day.
Wow.
Which was a treaty signed 60 years ago of all the African countries. And so to celebrate that at our show, we did some African delicacies for everybody to try. And one of them was the Mopani worm. And that's what I brought in. And it's called Mopani worm. And it is not a worm. So I was telling Jamie this morning, she's like, what is it? And I said, it's actually a caterpillar.
Oh my God.
These caterpillars, they eat the leaves of a Mopani tree. And that's why they call Mopani worm. And you buy them dry, then you soak them, and then they go in the oven, and they're like kind of dry roasted caterpillars.
Mm. Oh my God. Am I going to turn into a butterfly?
A moth.
A moth.
Yeah. Just one that doesn't eat wool, we hope.
Okay, let me get the littlest one.
So they taste a bit like shiitake, you know, like dried shiitake, mm-hmm. and then you can soak it and you can cook with it. My husband's a chef. And so we have like funky stuff like that all the time. And
wait, can we do a caterpillar cheer?
Let's do cheers.
Toast. Oh, mine's in my mouth already.
Cheers.
I totally need to take a picture of you all eating funny ones.
You know what? Actually, it tastes like pork rinds. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A little dried pork.
Yeah. Woody.
It's woody.
It's woody.
It's insecty to me, I would say.
I don't taste any dirt. It's good.
You want some dirt?
No. We got enough dirt going on.
I was going to say, Carl dishes dirt. He doesn't eat dirt.
How much dirt do you need?
You're already dirty, girl.
Well, I have to say that's my very first moth. So, Spritzers, we're going to take a break for a moment to rinse out the moth, and we'll be right back with Viv.
Welcome back, Spritzers.
We have washed the caterpillar out of our mouth, and we're now ready to talk to Viv. So Viv is with ZimSculpt, as I mentioned, and they have an exhibition in Fort Worth this summer. If you're heading out west, definitely stop by and see them. So Viv, tell us a little bit about ZimSculpt.
So I worked with British artists for about 7 years, and then I was invited to Zimbabwe to meet Zimbabwean sculptors 23 years ago. And I've been working, getting to know different artists in Zimbabwe for 23 years, and now I work with about 300 different artists in 7 regions of Zimbabwe, about 23 different art centers all around Zimbabwe, and I collect all the work for 7 months of the year, and then for about 5 months of the year, I go to all different botanical gardens all over the world, but at the moment, I've been concentrating in the U.S., doing exhibitions in beautiful botanical gardens. So yeah, it's a wonderful job. So I live in Africa and Zimbabwe.
One of the things I like about your model is you actually bring some of the artists with you to the exhibits so people can see the artwork actually being made.
Yeah, so ZimSculpt stands for Zimbabwe Sculptor, and we go to the shows, and then part of the draw of visitors is to come and see the sculptors that we bring with us, and they demonstrate every day so everybody can see how the sculptures are made, because it's one thing just looking at something and then another thing to understand how it was done. And I think when people realize how all the sculptures are done by hand, everything is done with hand tools, it's like unbelievable. Everything started off looking like a rock and then is now a beautiful 3-meter-high sculpture and was done with hand tools. Yeah, just with hand tools, hammers, chisels. And it's been handed down from generation to generation since the 1950s.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And because I've been in it for 23 years, I was fortunate enough to meet the guys that in the beginning that started it all off. And
that's fab. So, Viv, what inspired you to create and start ZimSculpt? What was the inspiration to move from Britain to Zimbabwe? What was that whole thought process like?
Well, I had been working, as I said, with British artists for about 7 years and South American artists. I lived in South America for a long time.
Wow.
And then I went back to the UK. Then I started working with those artists, taking them back to the UK. And then I got to know British artists, and then I started working with them. And then somebody from Zimbabwe just came along to represent like the very high-end Zimbabwean sculptor's work. Mm-hmm. And I was just like amazed by it. I was like, this is beautiful.
Wow.
How is it done? And then I just asked him a million questions. Like, where is Zimbabwe? I didn't even know where Zimbabwe was. Like most people do when they come to our exhibition, but they're too embarrassed to ask. And so now in my exhibition, I have a big map of the world.
Wow.
And I have a big diagram of where Zimbabwe is. And,
yeah.
And so he invited me, this guy invited me to Zimbabwe and said, you're asking way too many questions. You need to come see it for yourself.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay,
let's go to Zimbabwe, as one does.
Yeah. And I said, I'm coming for 3 weeks. If I like it, then we'll see. And I went all around Zimbabwe and loved it.
Wow.
And just, it's such a beautiful country. And the people are really lovely and kind. And I've been brought up in a really multiracial upbringing coming from London. So I was like, oh, yeah, I like it. I love Zimbabwe. And so I started a website, ZimSculpt, and it just got bigger. And then I just did lots of trade shows in London. So people that are into art have always, you know, they say, so how did you start? So I said, I started off small. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so I did small, I had a little booths at trade shows, you know.
With like smaller sculptures, not 3-meter sculptures, right?
Yeah, no, in the beginning, it was just like a tabletop. And then those started off smaller, and then they got a little bit bigger, and then they got bigger.
Now she's on Acres in Botanical Gardens.
Yeah. That's so fabulous.
The current garden in Fort Worth, called the Fort Worth Botanical Garden, is 120 acres.
Wow.
So we put 100 sculptures throughout the whole garden. And then people walk around and look at the sculptures and the outdoors, and it's just so lovely. You're in beautiful setting, lovely flowers and botanics, and you're learning things and you're seeing beautiful art. It's lovely. It's very different.
It is
so
lovely.
Fabulous.
And one thing I will say is that actually we met the Croisettes through my husband Brian when they were at the Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden, everything coming full circle again, Carl. And Brian came home and he said, oh, I saw this great exhibit. It's this African art. And I was like, we live in a low country style Charleston house. You know, it doesn't go with the vibe here. And so it's not what you think. It's they do have very African inspired themes, but a lot of other things, a lot of modern work, free flowing block. It's amazing. Each artist has his own different vision.
Yeah. Misconceptions.
Misconceptions.
Of African art. And because you see kind of masks and tribal and ethnic. And we do carry some amazing artist work that do that, but in a very modernistic way. And like very Picasso and some of the art that we carry, and also very modern and contemporary.
Yeah. But there's something so nice about having something that's been passed on from century to century. I love it.
Yeah, it's generational. So this started in the 1950s. And in the 1950s in Europe, there was avant-garde and surrealism. And all those artists were getting their ideas from Africa and their inspiration from Africa. Matisse and Picasso and were getting a lot of their inspiration from Africa. So this guy came over from Europe to Zimbabwe called Frank McEwen, and he started teaching the janitors of the National Gallery how to paint. And then one of the janitors was a policeman at the weekend, and he brought some rock back to their lesson and showed the director this beautiful rock in Zimbabwe. And he said, well, maybe we can start doing stone sculpture. And kind of that's how it started. And the first works back in the 1950s were very spiritual.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're completely different to what the current artists are doing right now, which is like really modern. And in the last 5 years, they've started working in more precious stones, semi-precious stones. So before it was like kind of monotone, the work. It was black and green stone mostly for the most part, or brown. But now they've discovered that they can get tools, because that's the main thing, finding the tools to work on semi-precious stones. So now we've got rose quartz, like pink. Sculptures done in pink stone.
Is it all from Zimbabwe, the stones?
We have over 200 minerals in Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's diamonds. Every precious stone comes from Africa.
Vivian, you mentioned that it was these men who started. Are there women who are sculptors now?
Yeah, there are just a few. There's not many. I do work with a few female artists. And what happens is that they start off helping their husbands. Like so many stories of women around the world. You know, they help their husband in their jobs and then they get better at it than their husbands do. And so, yeah, quite a few female artists, they started off just doing the really manual jobs, looking after doing their husband's work. And then they would start making things themselves.
Yeah.
And then their husband's clients would come and no longer look at their husband's work, but look at her work. And then and then everyone's like, your work is really nice. And so that didn't go down very well because then, you know, the husband's lost his clients because now his clients are only coming to buy his wife's work.
And he has to clean her tools.
And her work.
I guess that didn't sound right, did it?
Sound right. Too early for that.
Well, Spritzers, I will tell you, we're going to have photos on Instagram and Facebook of the Zim sculptures, and we will have links to their Instagram page as well. So make sure to check that out. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Viv.
Hey, Spritzers, we're back with Vivian. So it's hot in the studio, and you mentioned menopause. What do you do in Zimbabwe when you get a hot flash?
Zimbabwe. Well, you know, the beautiful thing about Africa is that we have and we do practice a lot of herbal medicine.
Interesting.
Yeah. And during COVID and everything, we were all taking all kinds of different amazing potions, which I really think helped us all there in that part of the world, because we have a lot of autoimmune diseases in Africa.
Wow.
And we were so worried about COVID, like coming and hitting Africa and just wiping out half of the population. But with herbs and roots and herbal remedies that have been used for thousands of years, I've always been there. And so we had amazing things. And so, you know, I take herbal supplements, and I've just been telling Miss Jamie.
Oh, yeah. We've been on Amazon ordering my African supplements.
It's called Moringa, and it's like a vitamin C, and it's like 30 times more powerful than oranges.
Wow.
And it's like a tree that's found in Africa. And that's just like one things, and then everybody, and I just take lots of supplements, and it really helps. This has helped me in menopause. I'm don't get so hot flushes much and mood swings. And
Lord knows I need to take some stuff to work with my mood swings.
Girl, you need a whole shake.
So working with your husband, interestingly, Viv is the founder of ZymSculpt, and her husband, Joe, who is a delightful Frenchman, who is also an amazing chef,
wow,
came to work for Vivian.
Interesting. And how's that going?
Yeah, working with your husband. I mean, I meet a lot of successful people, and a lot of people do work with their husbands for their husbands, not many the other way around. Mm-hmm. So it's quite funny. So everybody's like, what do you do?
Wow.
What do you do? And I'm like, oh, I, you know, I have my own business. And they're like, oh, okay, all right. And then what does your husband do? And then they expect that I'm working for my husband, or or he's his business. And then I'm like, well, he works for me.
Yeah.
And I love saying that because everyone's like, oh, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to respond to that. Yeah. No, when he started working for me, he was like, so what's a job description?
Well, what was his job description?
Yeah. Well, no, he had worked for like a corporate company for 10 years. Uh-huh. So I did everything for the business in the beginning. I mean, I describe it as having a puppet show.
Yeah.
And you're moving all the strings, but it's just one person moving all the strings. And I basically just managed to wing it every year. I mean, I was so badly organized because I couldn't do everything.
Yeah.
And then Joe came along and he's like, yeah, what's the job description? I was like, just find something. You'll find lots of things to do. So he was like, okay. And so now he has really mastered logistics and packing and creating and really stuff like that, which I just bores me to death.
But you guys are an amazing team for sure. Yeah. And I will say that one of the things that Joe said to Brian when we bought our first piece of ZymSculpt art, which, by the way, in the art world is amazingly reasonable, very approachable for any budget because they have small and they have large, but even the largest pieces are not unattainable. It's not like you're going to go spend $600,000 or $100,000 or $50,000. Even they're really affordable for people who want to start collecting art. But we looked at this piece and we were going back and forth about whether we were going to buy this piece. And Joe said to Brian, if you buy this piece of art, it won't change my life, but it will change yours. And it was so true.
That. I love that. Mm. I'm going to use that when I sell a gown the next time.
Yeah, that's good. You got to coin it.
So one of the things that I learned from Vivian is that a lot of these sculptors from Zimbabwe actually have developed names for themselves and are becoming very well-recognized, museum-recognized artists, aren't they, Viv?
Yeah, Zimbabwe sculptors have their work in museums. Museum of Modern Art in New York, Rodin Museum in Paris has a beautiful collection. And then all over the world, private collections. United Nations has work. Nelson Mandela Foundation has work. UNICEF, Rockefeller Foundation, celebrities.
We love some celebrities, don't we, Carl? Yeah,
so some celebrities that have bought. And then I did Chelsea Flower Show with our exhibition for like 7 years. So I've sold to the Royal Family. The Royal Family opens that every year. Chelsea Flower Show. Yeah.
So Vivian, as you stated, you've been in the world of art for 23 years. Mm. What is one of your most memorable moments or memories that you've had with the world of art?
Well, because we're talking about celebrities and everything. It was a rainy day and we were doing a show in Naples, Florida. And in Florida, most people don't live there all year round.
Yeah.
So it's very transient and you get all kinds of fun people that come in and out and you never know who's there. So it was a rainy day and it was really quiet and we weren't expecting a very busy day. And this lady came in and she looked like a drowned rat because she'd got wet. And she just had like pumps on and dressed in black. And my husband reads people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people do that in any business. That
Carl?
Yeah.
But this lady came in and she was like, oh, well, I kind of like this sculpture and this sculpture and that sculpture. And I was like, those are by the best artists that we represent here, and the biggest ones and then the most expensive ones. So, and I just didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, she's wearing pumps in a botanical garden. So that was a poor choice on a rainy day. But anyway.
That is Florida.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. This is all lost in translation because our pumps are trainers.
A trainers.
And your pumps are something else.
Yeah, those are heels.
Like a jumper is a sweater.
Well, I got that, but I thought, I'm imagining this woman doddering through in pumps.
No, it's sneakers.
In the rain.
In the rain. Anyway.
No, sorry, trainers. Oh, what do you call them? Sneakers.
Sneakers. Tennis shoes.
She had tennis shoes on. And then off she goes. And then we organize the delivery. And Joe says, I'm going to go and do the delivery. And I said, well, you should do, because she just spent a lot of money. So, you know, it'd be really interesting to go and see where she lives. And so the artists go with Joe and do the delivery. And it's the penthouse in Naples. And he said they have a big, beautiful Chihuly glass sculpture on the right at the entrance. And that's how you get the welcome. So immediately it was like, wow. Oh my goodness, this place is gorgeous. And he walks in, and then there's like golden CDs like everywhere, all over. And he's like, these are music, you're into music. And they were like, yeah, we're music directors. And he was like, well, you know, who are you music directors for? And he's like, Mariah Carey.
Yep.
And we were like, okay.
Viv, what's the difference between the sculptures that ZimSculpt has and when you go to the markets in Africa and you're buying directly there?
So that's a really great question. Our sculptors are the sculptors who've been learning it from generations, and it's been handed down from the 1950s to four generations of artists now. And most of the sculptors that I work with export from their studios.
Mm-hmm. So, Vivian, every episode, we do a runway takeaway, and I see you're wearing like this really great kind of flowy, printed, kind of ethnic dress, and I love it. I think the details on it are so great. I would love for you to give our listeners a runway takeaway of your style and what you love.
Thank you. I'm really getting into, and I have for many years, Jamie knows my style because we've done a lot of things together, but it's very kind of boho. I love botanics and I like textures and I love
prints. You love prints.
I do love prints. I do have a lot of printed things. And then and everyone knows my style. It's like, I'm going to go somewhere. I'm not afraid of color. And probably the most colorful person walking around in New York right now. Like everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's got cream on and beige and green and pink. And I've got it. It's a color. I love color and I love flowers and I love textures and I love detail.
Yeah.
I love all of that. And I'm not afraid. I'm tall and I can get away with things and I love big and bold and I can carry it. I've got a thing about the skirts that have got the big band around the waist that just drop to the floor.
Yeah.
And I have a few of those from Africa and they've got African print. And so during my exhibitions, I wear just a touch of African print, not too much. I don't want to be like inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I want to just have a nod so people know who I am, like at my exhibitions, and it's like my label.
Your label. Really.
Yeah, that's my label, is I have a style in a small way and a nod to Africa, and it's a print, and I love prints.
Very nice. Well, you know, Chanel just did a show in Africa, which is pretty fabulous.
I did not know that. I didn't know that either. I didn't get the nod for that.
Oh,
where was that?
Yeah.
South Africa? Cape Town?
And if I'm not mistaken, it was Cape Town.
Cape Town's happening.
Yeah.
It's really good. They've got great designers down there. Love going down there.
A lot of models live in Cape Town.
A lot of tall people in Africa and Southern Africa. And when next week, if you come to Southern Africa, we'll go to Cape Town for sure.
I haven't been to Cape Town in almost 30 years.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there. I lived in South Africa for a moment.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I was not one of the tall people in Africa.
She's so funny.
Thank you so much to my good friend, Viv, who is in the U.S. just for a short amount of time to make the time to come to New York for us to have a little girl's time and do the podcast and share about ZimSculpt. And please, everyone, if you are near the Texas area, near Fort Worth, I know Texas is a big place, go see ZimSculpt. And do you know where you'll be next year, Viv?
We will be back in Texas in Houston.
So if you miss them this year, catch them in Houston next year.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Viv.
Thank you so much. Great fun.
Bye, Spritzes. We're out of here.
Thank you so much for joining us today for The Spritz with Carl and Jamie.
Ew.
A production of Hanger Studios.
You can follow us on Instagram at The Spritz Pod, on Facebook at The Spritz, and you can find this amazing Spritzy Ritzy podcast on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you may find your podcast.
Please subscribe and rate and review us.
Thank you, guys.